Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight and this week. Hopefully you figured out by today that we had a time change. We sprung forward into daylight savings time, which means we're only 7 hours behind universal time, and that means it's dark again in the morning and not too early in the morning. So this morning I got up and I got to see Jupiter and Mars and Saturn and the moon in a line in the southern sky. I've kind of missed those guys. I haven't seen them for a few weeks, and they were looking fantastic. We can see that every morning, and it'll be trickier and trickier to see them as it gets lighter earlier towards springtime. So definitely now is the time to check out those visible planets in the morning. Jupiter is the highest, brightest, rising after about midnight, visible until dawn. Mars is the reddish one below that, and then Saturn is still brighter than stars around it, but not quite as bright as Jupiter. They all look brilliant, and both Jupiter and Saturn are great telescope objects, even for small telescopes. So if you have a telescope, point them at those bright dots. You'll be able to see moons of Jupiter. If you have a large telescope, cloud bands on Jupiter, and we're able to see rings of Saturn very, very easily. For more information about any of this stuff, come visit us at the Planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at unr.edu/planetarium. Best yet, come and see us in person. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. And we love seeing you ex-listeners here, so keep looking up.